To him be all the glory and honor because he purposes and directs all things. Because he purposes all things. This is another day that the Lord has made and given us. We celebrate and rejoice in it. We have been in the book of Romans, chapter 11, from verse 1 downwards. And you have seen many mysterious things found in the book of Romans. For sure, we understand that this gospel, this Bible is closed. It's closed. It's shut up. And if one wants to understand or hear it, it needs God to help you understand it. There is more things that is shut up, that is closed in the Bible. The Lord God opened the Bible and alive wrote the Bible and closed
it.
So that if one wants to hear it, it takes God himself to do the work of opening or revealing. He is to work out on that so that one should hear it. If it is not God, then it's religion. And if it is that religion, then you are adultery worshiping. A multitude of people are worshipping idolatry without knowing it. But thank God if you are one of them that God has drawn to himself. Because John chapter 6 verse 44 fully says that nobody can come to Jesus unless God draws him. So it is the work of God to draw those he worships. It's not I to wish, but God wishing it. It is the will of God to draw one whom he wants. And if you are one whom God has drawn to himself, it means you have been protected from the wrath of God. From the wrath of God. Because the wrath of God is kindled upon the people in the world. But among the people, the inheritors of the world, there is those called to be the remnant that God erected. Them are to be messed by the mercy of God. So the wrath of God is to be kindled upon all the people in the world. But among the many, there is the remnant that God erected that still in the world again. God erected them from eternity. He erected them before the foundation of the world was made. And when Christ Jesus was coming into the world, he was coming to die for these people. He never purposed to die for everybody. But he purposed to save only the remnant. And all the remnant are saved by the grace of God. And the grace of God is coming upon only the elected sinners. Now, there is the love of God that is pushing the mercy of God to uphold the wrath of God, not to destroy the remnant. Love of God pushes the mess of God so that the mess of God should hold the wrath of God so that it shouldn't be kindled upon the remnant. Now, what makes this wrath to be held by the mercy is grace. So there is, you can't preach the gospel without speaking about the grace. Grace is Christ Jesus. Jesus is the love of God. Because the Bible says God loved the world. And God is love. Christ is the love. Christ is the love. He is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He redeems those he purposes. He never came and redeeming all the people. Salvation is not universal. It's only for the remnant. Remnant from the beginning. God chose them from the beginning. What a plan of God that God made to preserve, to keep safe the remnant so that they should inherit his kingdom. That's why if you are one of them, you have been given one song to sing. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That's the only song. Grace. You exhort grace honoring. No wait to be named here. Verse 28 of Romans chapter 11. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers.
Verse 28. Unena sautenda wabwino iwo alingati adani chifukwa chainu. Kuma kunena zachisankigwe aliokondedwa chifukwa chamakolo.
Verse 29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
Pakuti mpatso zache ndi kuitana kwache Mulungu.
Verse 29.
Pakuti mpatso zache ndi kuitana kwache kwa Mulungu sizilapika.
And we spent much time on verse 28 and 29 last week. Whereby we are speaking about the gifts given by the giver. And we say that the gifts are irrevocable. It has been given and sealed to these, to those he purposed to give me. Which means if you have received this gift, it has been given fully to you. Because Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says,
Verse 23, 24, and 25.
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 23. Romans 3.
Yeah, chapter 3, Chaloma, verse 23. Bakuti on Sadachima na perewera paule merwa mulungu.
Here fully shows that all have sinned. There is nobody who is good than
God.
The status, the situation is worse to all the people. Nothing good is among the people in the world.
Verse 24.
Very justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Verse 24. Jipo ayesego olungama kwa ulele ndichi somo chache mwachiwombolo cha mwa Kristu Yesu.
Who are justified freely. The grace of God is justifying freely the erected sinners. The grace of God is the only one that is making one to be justified. Here there is two, three things found here. Number one, there is justification that is coming freely. Number two, we see grace doing the work of justifying. Number three, there is a redemption that has been done by Christ Jesus. And the last sentence word is Christ Jesus as the cornerstone of justification and redemption. Number one, freely justified. It means you paid nothing to be justified. But it shows that, first of all, you are sinful. And there is nothing good in you. Where the word justification is found? It is found in the court. Judges and the royals are the ones that do the work of that speaks this word of justification. Which means if there is the word justification, it means there is condemnation. And It means there is sinfulness. It means there is a curse. Where is the curse found? Number one, God put the law to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And he told him that that day when you eat this, you surely die. That is sinfulness after eating this. And
you
see Adam and Eve ate that fruit. Which means he broke the law that has been given to him. Which means he sinned against God in the court of God. And a man was sinful now. Now, for one to be justified, he needed to meet with the judge. And the judge had a curse in his hand. And he needed to read all the statements or hear from two sides about the curse. And the end is to pass the during after hearing all both sides. That is a physical understanding of the things that reflect the spiritual understanding of things. Adam sinned against God. He broke the law in heaven, but he was living on earth, looking like he is not sinned, but he sinned against God. And the Bible says he fell short of the glory of God. Now for him to be sent, for him to be sent, in need of somebody who is holy to stand in his pronoun. Now, when God was condemning people in the world, he was condemning the seed that bear children on earth. That's why each and every seed that is sown or a baby born in this world, born dead, born sinful. So, for justification to come into this world, it was a need of another seed to replace the sinful seed.
But Africa,
Christ was born into this world with the pure and sinfulness without sin. His sin was pure, clean. Christ is the Holy One.
Yes,
he is the pure seed from God. Very holy. Without sin. Fully, totally holy. That's why when this seed was in the womb of Mary and Mary gave birth to a child,
nechifukwa chikende wi itaikidwa mwanzimai like Maria kuti akabadwe mwanayo.
The one to be born was God.
Ndipo iye wabadwayo akali Mulungu weniweni.
And the one born is God.
Ndipo iye wabadwayo ndi Mulungu weniweni.
Because it's coming from the living seed.
Chifukwa kuchokera iye kumbewu.
The living seed.
Kumbewu yokhazikika ya muyaya.
The seed that has good life.
Mbewu ya moyo.
The seed that never dies.
Mbewu imene sidzafa.
That's why when he was crucified,
chifukwa chake pamene yamanka pachikidwa,
he never, the death never abhorred him fully and eternity.
Ndipo palibe mmodzi amene akadaletsa kuti Yesu asapachikidwe.
The death never held Christ eternity.
Ndipo imfa sidamukhazike chete Yesu
sidamugwire kwa muyaya.
Sidamugwire kwa muyaya.
We see Christ doing work and resurrected from the dead.
Tikuona mbuye Yesu chito yose adaigwira mpaka adafa ndi kudzukanso ku imfa yake.
Here we see the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tipo apa tikuona ungwiro ndi ubwino wa mbuya wathu Yesu Kristu.
He is without sin.
Iyeyo sadachimwepo.
He is the Savior.
Iyeyo ndiye mpulumutsi.
He is our salvation.
Imene ndiye chipulumutso chathu.
We celebrate and rejoice in it.
Tipo tibodwera ndi kusangalala mwa iye.
We give thanks to God because of this.
Tipo tiyambika Mulungu atati chifukwa cha chinthu chimenechi.
That's why Christ resurrected from the dead.
Chifukwa chika mbuye Yesu anauka kwa kufa.
Because he is the living seed. It is the seed that has got life. The dead seed never resurrected. The dead seed never resurrected. It never. That's why many people born and dies, but they didn't resurrect. But when Christ died, he resurrected. Because in him there is life. He is the living seed. We thank God because
it's.
Now the living seed met with King Pharaoh. I mean King Pilate. Met with King Pilate, Pilato. Pilate was just a representative of the court in heaven. He met with the King Herod. He was just a representative of heavenly court. And all the judges passed their sentence, luring their judgment on Christ Jesus. And they told or they said Christ is worthy to be crucified. Who said that Christ is worthy to be crucified? Number one, God himself sent Christ to die for the sins of his own. Number two, the people claim that he is worth it to die. Even in the judges, never wants Christ to be crucified. But the people raise up their voice and they crucify him. Why him to be crucified? Because in him there is a living seed. He is the living seed. So let the living seed die. So that is to give life to the dead seeds. Because without him dying, we are a sinful and dead sin. And there is nothing that will come out from us. He just died to raise us up. So that we should be up. He died so that we should be up. We thank God because of this. So justification is found in the court. Christ met with kings, physical kings, worldly kings, and passed a ruling on him. When they passed the ruling on Christ Jesus, it was that ruling that makes us to be saved. So we are saved because of what Christ Jesus did. Then after being saved, we are fully, totally justified. He has just justified us. Without us doing the work of justification, without us having a tip of what good can we do to be justified, thank God because of his justification. Verse 29 said the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Now, when we go back to the book of Romans chapter
3:23,
we are all sinners before God. Now, after being found sinful, there is a justification freely given. The giving of this justification is by grace. The grace upon the erected is for the redemption. Is for redemption. When we are talking about redemption, we are talking about buying and selling. It means there is somebody who is selling it and somebody is buying. Now, who is selling? This is the devil, this is the world. But who is paying the price? This is Christ Jesus. Because, number one, all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Which means we don't have a penny to buy this salvation. And this salvation is so precious without a price. But Christ Jesus came and paid a price. The paying of the price was to redeem the erected ones. So there is a difference between buying and the redeeming. Because you buy a new thing. You buy a new thing. You redeem that was first yours. I can take my trouser or my shirt to the terror.
Machitsanzo ndika nditatenga malaya anga ndi trouser yanga.
And walk to the terror.
Kupitana nawo kwa terror la wosoka.
He charged me a price.
Ndiye kuti andiusa mtengo wake kuti tikakusokerani mulipire ndrama makuti.
Now after the work done.
Koma shipai cheka tikukwirirwa.
I have to pay a price.
Papa, ine ndipereke mtengo amene ananena wosokayo.
Now if I fail to pay,
ngati sindikwanisa kulipira mtengo anandiusawo,
it means it will be under the government of the teller.
Ndiye kuti zvitanthauza kuti ine ndikhala pamulandu ndi wosokayo.
The cloth will be with the teller.
Ndipo chovala chinthu chikhala mmanja mwa wosokayo.
And the teller will do whatever with the of it.
Ndiye kutelalayo aone chimene angachite nazo.
He can even sell to us.
Muna sakuzo sigulitse kwena ndalepe.
But if I came with the plans.
Kuma pamene ine ndikubwera ndi ndrama imene ndinawuzidwayo.
And give the terror the plans.
Ndipo ndipopatsa terala wosokayo mtengo umanana
ndi. Then he is to give me the clothes, the trousers, the shirt.
Ndipo kuti iyeyo ndikapasa mtengo wake andibwezera zovala zangazo.
Now when the terror is giving me my trouser, it means I'm not buying my faith, my trouser, no. But I'm rejecting because it once was with me. It was with me first. The trouser was with me first. It just been given into his hand. Now I'm paying a price, not to buy,
yes,
but to return. That's why when we are talking about salvation, we are talking about redemption. Why redemption? It means first we were with God. Under the control of God, we are the God's people. Now, when we sin against God, we are now in the hands of this wicked one, the devil.
Yeah.
Now the devil is using us.
Because Satan or club but to greet some shit.
And we can never remove us ourselves from his hand. Now when Christ Jesus came, he was to die. So that us to be redempted. Us to come back to the owner. The owner is to pay a price so that I should go back to the owner. So, in other way around, I can say like this. Salvation, it is the redempting of the people from the hands of the devil to the owner.
Chipulumutso.
It is the going back into the hands of the owner.
We
should just go back. Just going back. Not going to a new press. No. Think about that prodigal son. That prodigal son, Madawelela. Luke chapter 15. At first, the prodigal son was the son and was in the house of the father. And he was staying with the father. But it came to the point. It came to the point. Whereby a son had his belongings from the father and went away.
It's
when he come out from the hands of the father, he went away and doing whatever he wishes.
Zipo anapita kutsiko la kutari na kashita monga mtumwa wake udakumba.
But it never stopped that son to be a son to the father.
Kuma sosezo sisidame perete kumchota kuta achoke kukala mwana watate wakea.
He was still the son to the father.
Kakala adalo wenera kutsiko la kutari kumabe analindi atate wake.
Only that he is prodigal.
Ameneyo, amene adala tate wa iye yolo wenerayo.
He was just a prodigal son. But he never stopped to be a son to the
father.
When the father was at the house, there is two, three things that marvels me most. Number one, don't forget that the son is away. And the he was standing there without food, without anything. He was in much distress, much problems. He was poor, poor. And if he was poor, 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 it means even the outlook of himself, it was like, or he was thin, he was having nothing to eat.
Yes. Ata kala kutsuko la kutari chini chuzi samutera ngakale maoneke ake ada sinta na maoneka onyoseka oso achakudia mwenye soona.
If somebody is not eating,
ngati muntu safu kudia,
it is like when one is sick.
Sima oneka ngati muntu huyo akugwala.
And when one is sick,
pamene muntu huyo akugwala,
even his body can't think.
The
body shrinks. Now, the father is preparing a gown, a garment for the child. But here there is a sovereign mind of the father. When the child was leaving the place, that day of leaving,
how even
the garment, the gown was already there. And he was left in the house and leaving the gown inside the house. When he was coming, the gown was already waiting. Why am I saying this? When the son came, the father says, take the gown that has been already set forth in waiting for the child. And he never said that let him try to put on this gown. And it never shows that the gowns were three, four, but the choose one, no. There was only one but feet to the child. And when the child put on that gown, it fitted him. It was not bigger. It was not very small. It just fit him. But how does the father know that when the child goes away, spending all the years, but when you come, this garment will suit him?
Atati adatswa bwanje kuti mwana uchaka chokayo mukanjo mwana akatsabwira udzamukwana ndikumukhala kuno kwino adatswa bwanje atati.
Here shows the sovereign mind of the father.
Apapa tikona malingaliro amtsoko patari atati.
Whatever was in preparation for this child, whatever was in preparation for this child,
chiri
chonse chimene chidakonzedwera mwana uyu, Whatever was in preparation for this child, it was later done before his coming back. When the child was coming, the father had his plan that my child will come back and put on this.
Even
the workers at home were already knowing that this gown is waiting for the son of the father, of the master. But the child was not knowing this. Thank God if our eyes now are opened. Because if the eyes are opened, we'll see that salvation is already planned, scheduled program. There is nothing new, nothing odd, but whatever prepared in advance. When we go back to verse
28,
more especially verse 29,
verse 29
of Romans chapter 11.
Yeah, verse 29, Romans 11.
The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. He has already prepared his salvation for his own people. Because he has already set forth everything is on its test. If he has already set forth, it means, number one, he already set forth even the judges, the lawyers, the accusers, all the stages that Christ was and is to go and to meet with. He already prepared one to deny him, one to do whatever. That's why Peter never does a mistake. Judas Iscariot never did this for mistake. King Pilate, King Herod never does for mistake. All the accusers and proclaimers that crucify him, never does it for mistake. Because there is irrevocable plan of God. God has already put forth and sealed them. And he already sealed it that nobody will break it. Wow, thank God for this salvation. We are saved by grace and blessed alone. Let us read verse 30 to conclude for today. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience.
Verse 30. Pakuti monga inu sokale simunamvera Mulungu koma tsopano mwalandira chifundo mwakusamvera kwawo.
Here is speaking about the disobedience of Israelites.
Apapa tikuona kusamvera kwa Israeli.
The disobedience of Israelites was the recruiting of the Gentiles.
Kusamvera kwa Israeli kukubweretsa amitundu.
And God is saving the Gentiles after the Israelites are disobedient before God.
Mukusamvera kwa Israeli tikuona Mulungu akupulumutsa amitundu.
God made it to be tough hearts to be the hearts never to trust God, never to believe in God, so that the Gentiles should enter in.
Tikuona Mulungu achitapaumitsa mtima a Israeli kuti ifeyo amitundu tirowe mu ufumu wa Atate.
So if God did the work
ngati Mulungu adachita ntchito iyi
to the Israelites
pa Israeli
and sent to the Gentiles
ndikuapulumutsa mitundu,
it means everything was according to how God purposed it.
Tikuona chiri chonse chikuchitika monga mwinu wake Mulungu adafuna.
Salvation is by grace and grace alone.
Oh, chipulumutso,
we are saved by the grace of God.
Ndikuapulumusidwa mwachisomo.
That's why we sing grace, grace, grace for always.
Chikutimaimba nyimbo yoti chisomo, chisomo, chisomo.
And this foundation is based on Christ and Christ alone.
Ndipo masiku awa adamangidwa ndi iye Ambuye Yesu, Ambuye Yesu.
And this foundation is based on the love that is Christ Jesus.
Ndipo masiku awa adamangidwa ndi mwana wa mtengo patala amene ndiye Yesu.
Yembeke so changa cho chamangidwa amazi o sindi kulu dila ena kingo tambila ba o dingo tambila dingo tambila ba a Yesu nai maine chipa Kristo ye 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 chika petoli masiko wena ye nakicheza masiko wena o masiko wena masiko ena ndi kuma tupangano kano lake mazi lini sunga ine chikumu zondi singa kuma sita choka Yesu ndiye tantwela Yesu yo ndiye Yesu ndiye tantwela Yesu naima ama ma Kristo ye 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 baba basi koena enande chenga basi koena niche basi koena enande Oma kope ake, mama kabezi, ibuma chiko, koma zondi singa, sita choka, Yesu ndiye tantwela, Yesu yondiye, Yesu ndiye tantwela. Yesu naima koma pa Kristo ye 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 ya ya ati kovena nandiche masi kovena nandiche asi kovena masi kovena nandiche uma Kalira, kalira, di pega, di peseke, koma ma Yesu, o pepeba, e pepeba. The plan of God is irrevocable. Whatever God put forth will never be blocked. His words will never be blocked. Nobody can come across and break it. Nobody can come and twist the mind of God. We are fully saved by the grace of God. God already set forth this justification, salvation before the foundation of the world. What was waiting on was only the time to redeem the redeemed. Oh yes, you have been redeemed by the grace of God. What a place, what a moment, what a time, what Christ Jesus the Savior. Freely given. Freely given. The title of the message, it's freely given. It has been given to us freely without a penny to pay it. It has been given to us freely only because he wishes to give us. Salvation is a freely gift given. Let us look to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, other side, and afternoon here. Thank you for making it possible that we should be ones that you erect, died, and saved. Thank you for drawing one by one to yourself so that you should see his sinfulness and should see you as the only one worthy of praise and glorification. We bow, we exhort, we magnify your name because you are the savior of your own people. Thank you for the amazing grace that is enabling us to stand, because on our own we can never manage to stand. Help us understand the mysterious gospel, for we understand in our own we can never manage to stand before you. Christ, the revealed one, be blessed and be exalted.
Yes.
It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we pray and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.